What could possibly go wrong if you leave your teenager at home for a few days while you go out of town? Barrett wants to stay behind. We've been having this discussion. Is he old enough to stay alone? He's got his lacrosse practices. We'll make sure he gets them while we're gone. And like I said, normally Lana's mom would have been around. She passed away, so she's not around.
I'm happy to be helpful if you ever need me.
I know
Auntie,
that.
Auntie is about.
But
if
this
you
is
need
a discussion
me.
We're having as he's getting a little bit older.
No, I get it. Like, 100%.
Is it that time for us to let go a little bit and give him some space?
Kennedy, maybe you just do a drive-by to make sure all the windows in the house are intact.
Like, that's what I figured. I could just do a little drive-by, check in, make sure he's eating.
Mm-hmm. Julie's from Foxborough. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
What are you concerned about?
Oh, I'm concerned that you're setting Barrett up for failure already.
Oh.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because, you know, everybody knows who Barrett is. Everybody knows that Barrett lives in Charlestown. Everybody knows that Barrett goes to high school. Now everybody knows that you're going away and you're thinking about leaving Barrett home by himself. I'm the mother of three boys who are now in their 20s, but I've been there. And even if Barrett doesn't want anything to happen, something's going to happen. And there's going to be nothing he can do about it.
You think so, Carson just sent up the party bat signal on the radio?
Julie, I'm looking for content for the show 5 days a week from 5:30 to 10.
You got to break your lamp.
I can't be worried about safety.
And to be fair, we wouldn't tell you until after it already happened.
Yeah. Melissa's from Attleboro. What happened to you when your parents were out of town?
Oh, my.
Hi. Oh, how you doing? I'm live. Sorry. Yeah, so my dad went away on a trip to St. Croix, and, you know, he left his car in the garage, and I, you know, thought it would be a cool idea to take a ride to P-Town and learn how to drive. I had no driver's license or nothing like that, and I took it all the way to P-Town and back, and when he got back, he checked the mileage on, and I had put over 100 miles on it. He was like, so how was my car? And I'm like, oh, your car was great, Dad. No, it was good. And then he came out in the garage, and he pointed out to the little mileage thing, and you know, when you're 16, you don't know that stuff because you think you know everything. But my advice would be to just have the talk with him and just say, listen, these are the things that can happen, and you need to be responsible, and, you know, don't steal my car.
Don't steal my car. Good advice.
Yeah, I'm not solid, talking about going to an island advice somewhere. I was talking like an hour away. Don't steal my car, Barrett.
I did it to my parents.
Yeah, I did it to my parents, too. Kaylin's from Lakeville.
This is going to go great.
Good morning.
What could go wrong if you leave your teenager at home while you go out of town?
Oh, wow. My parents went away. I was 10. My sister was 15, so she was too cool to hang out with me. So I wanted a chicken patty, and I thought it was 31 minutes and 2 seconds, and I nearly burnt the whole house down.
31 minutes to cook a chicken patty is a little long.
How long before, like, smoke started coming out of the microwave?
Oh, probably, like, 5 minutes. It was burnt to a crisp.
And you just let it ride. You didn't think to...
Yeah, I was too busy dancing and singing like any 10-year-old.
Girl, I still do this to this day, dancing around like a 10-year-old in my kitchen and burning things. That's
31
fine.
Minutes on a chicken patty.
I just love now that you're... It sounds like you're raising a child now just fine.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my God. When my parents went out of town, I did so many bad things. Her and my stepdad would go all the time.
Yeah, they were
because
never
of their business. Every 6 weeks, there was another convention they were going to. At one time, now again, I was a little bit older than Barrett, but we threw a party. And what I did, I thought I was going to be slick because we lived in a building that had like a gate that you had to go through.
Right.
So I went to the back gate and I stood there with the garage door opener that would open the gate.
Right.
So that nobody would know that there were people in the building, right? Turns out we had cameras in the building and there was security for the complex, and they called my mother, like in California, and said, we have 64 license plates attributed to your place that came in last night.
Wow, that's a banger.
And so my mom called me the next morning and she's like, what'd you do last night? And I was like, I had a few friends over. She's like, how many? I was like, it wasn't many. I don't know. Just a few. It was just. It wasn't even a party, Mom. We were just hanging out.
A gathering.
It was a hangout.
It's a kickback at best.
And she started reading license plate numbers to me and makes and models of cars.
Your mom is so hardcore. I swear.
And she's like, and if they all came along, that's 64 people came alone. That's only 64 people. I bet they all didn't come alone, did they?
How long were you grounded on that one?
How big was that apartment?
It not was that. Not big.
It's a lot of sweaty bodies crammed together.
It was a lot of cleanup too, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.